Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our review series examines books, movies, music, and other media in the light of God's truth. We pray that it will be eye-opening, instructional, and beneficial for your daily walk with Christ.
Welcome to Burden Blessing. This is Neil Radical with me, Mark Tiefel, today looking at a review topic of the song by Danny Golkey, Tell Your Heart to Beat Again, which came out in January of 2016. In fact, the song wasn't originally written by Danny Golkey, but by a few others, one of them including Matthew West. The song was written and performed or revised by Golkey, and we're going to be discussing it today and its value and impact in our lives as Christians. And we're going to be using the ABC viewpoint that we've formatted to come up with this review process. First of all, A, is it appropriate? B, is it biblical? C, is it Christian, or is it Christ-centered? So Mark, having listened to the song, let's take a moment to listen to the song now so that our listeners can listen to it as well.
Shattered like you've never been before. The life you knew in a thousand pieces on the floor. And words fall short in times like these, when this world drives you to your knees. You think you're never gonna get back to the you they used to be. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat again. Just let that word wash over you. It's all right now. Love's healing hands have pulled you through. So get back up, take step one. Leave the darkness, feel the sun. 'Cause your story's far from over, and your journey's just begun. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday's a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been. And tell your heart to beat. Everything for your good. Tell your heart to beat again. Close your eyes and breathe it in. Let the shadows fall away. Step into the light of grace. Yesterday is a closing door. You don't live there anymore. Say goodbye to where you've been.
Beat again.
So, Mark, what did you think about the song?
Well, are we starting with A here, appropriate?
Sure.
As far as appropriateness goes, I mean, there's no bad words in it. There's no bad images brought to mind. So in that sense, it's a good song in that way. It's appropriate. But as far as being a Christian song, if this is considered Christian contemporary music, I would consider it to be pretty inappropriate.
In what way? What do you mean?
Well, I suppose, you know, part of that explanation will come out when we talk about how biblical it is. But there's no mention of Christ. There's no mention of God. There's some very vague inferences at scriptural things, such as, you know, the heart and grace, but nothing directly pointed at any biblical concept. And so, again, if this is just a pop culture song, it's fine. But if it's under the category of Christian contemporary music, it's pretty inappropriate to not be more specific about exactly what you're talking about when you use those terms.
Yeah, I would agree with you, because there's really nothing in the song of itself that you could even point to the fact of it being Christian. And so labeling it as Christian contemporary doesn't really, I mean, there's the word grace, like you said in there, but I didn't really see a whole lot. You know, Danny Gokey won American Idol, and the big thing about him, why part of the reason why he became so popular besides his voice was that, you know, he just lost his wife a month before he went on the show. And so I know I saw an interview once with him, you know, talking about how this song meant so much to him, which is one of the reasons why he wanted to remake it, because he had lost his wife, and basically at that point, as so many people have lost a loved one before, kind of thought that their life was over. And so the way he describes what the song means to him is that, you know, he was basically needing to tell himself, or he felt like God was telling him to start over, you know, tell your heart to beat again, get going again, I still have a plan for you. And that's great if he's able to explain something like that within, you know, performing the song. But if you just listen to it on the radio, you're really going to have no idea of the context. You're not going to have any other scriptural support to encourage you. So I would agree with, for the appropriateness of the song, you know, it's really hard unless you have like something spoken or scripture spoken before or after it to even have any clue what the song is referring to, other than some tragedy in someone's life.
Exactly. And it's kind of hard to be critical of Danny Gokey if he didn't write the song, because what we're focusing on is more of the lyrics than the music itself.
Right.
But
right.
Again, if you're gonna take this song, even if you didn't write it, and use it as a Christian song, when you put that title Christian on it, when you put the name of our Savior on that, that elevates the standard of that song to a level that it needs to meet a certain criteria in order to be considered Christian. And that's what bothers me about it, is if this song is used in Christian circles or even in worship settings, it could very easily become an idolatrous thing. As I read the lyrics or listened to the lyrics, you know, at the end of the song, I came to the conclusion that a humanist, an atheist, could read their doctrine into this song just as much as a Christian could. That's how vague it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, in a lot of the phrases he uses about the strength that he's getting, I'm not sure if he's applying that to God or if he's applying that to another person in his life. And so that to me is the really dangerous part. We're not trying to be uptight, stodgy Lutherans about this and only saying that you need to use traditional hymns or anything like that. But you have to be able to critique the words as they stand.
Yeah, especially if you're saying it's a Christian song. You know, that's part C of our little ABC part here, is that, like you said, it's not Christian. It's not Christ-centered, because you don't see any words of that. If you had John 3:16, there's not even a mention of God in it. God so loved the world. I mean, if you pull out all the names of God, it's not even – the other thing that I have a little bit concerned about – I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the music. It's not like it's – I mean, it's pleasant to listen to. He's got a great voice. But the problem is that it's very dangerous in the sense that it's not biblical, because it's also – it's not appropriate for Christian music, A. see, like you talked about, it's not really Christian because it doesn't mention Christ and it doesn't talk about God's word at all. It mentions grace in the chorus. That's about it. And it's not really biblical because everything is so subjective. It's something that you got to do. And even when he described his remix of this song, he talked about his strength to start over. You know, God reminded him, hey, you got to do this, versus finding the comfort of Scripture where God is telling us, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to comfort you. I'm going to strengthen you, not this is all on you. And that's kind of what I get left with the song, feeling like, okay, Neil, you better get going again. You better be a stronger Christian because God's got a plan for you in the future. So I think it really falls short. This is a very popular song. It reached 2 in the Billboard Christian billboards, you know, number 2 for a while. And so a lot of people may like this song, but it really falls really short with the lyrics and the impact that it could have for true gospel comfort.
Yeah, let's take B and C together here, biblical and Christian. Is it biblical? Is it Christian? It seems like we've kind of moved on to those two topics here. If you just take the title as it's written, tell your heart to beat again, the logical conclusion when you hear that is that you need to do something, that it's a work that you need to do. That's work righteousness, okay? You take the phrase out of the refrain, step into the light of grace. Same thing there. The logical conclusion when somebody hears that phrase, even if that's not the way that the original authors intended it or the way that Gokey intends it when he sings it, they're going to think that they need to do something to earn God's favor or to receive his blessings. It has no hope outside of the individual. It's all built within, like you said, it leads the person to think that they must do something. So it's borderline between can I understand this appropriately, even though it's worded incorrectly, to just being downright worded the wrong way. I mean, there's really no good conclusion to those two statements.
You know, I probably shouldn't do this, but it would be so simple to change a few words to make it a totally different song. Make my heart beat again, Lord. You can pull out all kinds of psalms where the psalmist is asking the Lord to fill his heart, to strengthen his heart, to make his, create in me a clean heart, O Lord. I mean, that would be an appropriate title. And then the whole point, it almost touches it on the bridge. Let every heartbeat and every scar be a picture that reminds you who has carried this far, but doesn't name
exactly.
It like you said earlier.
I wrote that same phrase down. I'm thinking, is he talking about God or is he talking about somebody in his life who helped him? He doesn't define. I don't know.
Right.
I think he
changed that to saying Christ, reminds you that Christ has carried you this far.
Or
you know, that would have been just
at the very end of the song.
Putting...
At the very end of the song, he says, "In this moment, heaven's working everything for your good." Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good. It's not heaven though; it's God. You know, it's very clear. You could easily put in Christ or Jesus or your Savior there. Why heaven?
Yep.
You know, that's kind of ambiguous.
And that's what strikes me about a lot of the Christian contemporary music too, is that you have this opportunity. You're going to label it as Christian. Why don't you label the lyrics with Christ? You know, that's what I always feel like. There's this emptiness because it's just like, oh, it's so close, but oh, it just doesn't say it.
Well, I feel like we go back to the same thing almost every time we analyze one of these contemporary songs. It's that God has been so specific with us about what the Christian faith is. We confess it in our creeds, in our confessions, in the Bible passages. Why then in our music do we try to get as vague as possible? It's like if we have a very specific Christian faith, God expects us to confess that very specifically and not leave things open to interpretation. And this song ultimately does that. You know, just looking at the title, it reminds me of Ephesians 2:1, where God says, "You were dead in trespasses and sins." And then you think about later on in Ephesians 2, he says, "It's by grace you've been saved." Think about the title of the song, "Tell Your Heart to Beat Again." You know, if you're speaking to a person who's physically dead, what good is saying that to them going to do? But God says that's our spiritual condition before faith, is that we are spiritually dead. You can't tell your heart to beat again.
Right.
Now, I understand that you know, maybe he means it in a different context, when you're going through difficulties in life, when you've had some setbacks, you got to get back up on the horse, you got to get going again. That's
true. Or maybe
true.
He's talking about the heart of faith, but even then it's not specified.
Yeah, and if this song is given under the context of the Christian faith, whether we're talking about conversion at the very beginning or whether we're talking about a setback where I need renewal, The source remains the same. It's by grace that I've been saved through faith and not of myself. I can't tell my heart to beat again, and no one else can, frankly, for that matter. And to tell somebody that is a dangerous thing, very dangerous,
right.
Even in the context of a somewhat uplifting song.
Right. I agree. Well, I think we've hit all three of those points, appropriate biblical Christian. You know, and I think maybe we talk about these contemporary songs, Mark, and just in closing, maybe the easiest thing is to say, you know, let's do some hymns in the future too. Let's go through some of those. You know, it's very easy for me to be critical. I write my own music. Let's throw one of my songs under the bus too. You know, I'm fine with doing that. Let's be critical of everything we listen to, because are the words building us up, or are they steering us way away from scriptural truth in one way or another? We got to be really careful about that.
Absolutely. I think that we're not here to judge every action and intention that the songwriters had, but at the same time, when you're putting this out there as an uplifting Christian song, it should be open to criticism by Christians. And there are some things that can lead people astray, and it's not our duty to overlook those just to try to be polite on the surface. And certainly, you know, our hearers should understand that, you know, if you enjoy this song and you want to listen to it, we're not trying to tell you that that's wrong or that that's sinful, but these are some things you should
be careful
aware.
About.
Be very careful
yeah, be
about
careful
it.
About
yeah.
It.
Yep.
Well, very good, Mark. Thank you for your time today. And thank you for all of you for listening in. Lord be with you.
We invite you to join us every week for another episode of Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we will continue to proclaim Jesus Christ as the one and only Savior for sinners. Until next week, take comfort in the fact that God is your rock and ever-present help in trouble.